Well, hey, welcome to the Thoughts We Might Have Had podcast. I, as usual, am Micah Thompson, but as unusual, with me in the studio here, well, not with me at all, but in the studio today, is my brother, Zach Thompson. Zach, how are you?
I think I'm good, but I think you also just called me unusual, like, before I even got to say anything.
Well, it's I don't want the audience to be taken by surprise by your unusuality.
That does make sense. Okay, point taken.
There you go. I just want to give people fair warning. I will say, of all of the guests we have had on this podcast, of which you were the first one, but of all of the guests we will have on our podcast, you are probably the one who has sacrificed the most, because it's like 6 o'clock in the morning where you are, right?
That is correct, yes.
So there you go. On like, just the first thing the audience knows about you is how sacrificial you are and how much of yourself you're giving to be here on this podcast with us. You have to grade a quiz?
No, I have to write a quiz.
So if your students find weird questions on their quiz, it's because you weren't paying attention while you were writing it?
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's fine. As long as they understand.
I will try not to break into any baseball analogies using the interwar period. As Hitler rose to power... No, we're not going to go there.
Yeah, please don't. And don't mention it on this podcast, because I sound like enough of an idiot as it is. We learned several days ago that I thought the Pope was Italian, and he was, in fact, not at all.
No.
Yeah, he's like Argentinian, which is very different from Italian.
Well, yeah, I don't know how to help you on that one.
Yeah, I appreciate you trying, though. I could tell you put a lot of effort into that.
I really did. You know, like, Argentina and Italy, they both start with vowels.
They both have a T, a prominent T sound, but that's about it. Anyway. By the way, audience, if you hear a sound like someone is mowing outside of my window, it's just because someone is mowing outside of my window. That just started, and I'm not sure how I feel about it, but I can't get up and murder him until we're done recording. So there's that.
Yeah, you don't want to do that live on a podcast.
By way of full disclosure, audience, me and Zach actually already recorded this podcast once, but I had a concussion at the time.
So we're going to tell him. See, I was just going to move on and ignore it, pretend it never happened, and here's our podcast.
This is a place of honesty on this podcast. This is a place of truth and light and hope and popcorn. So we're going to just be totally open and say that we already recorded this, but because I had a concussion, I forgot several details of the recording process, and it did not work. So
true
we're going to
statement.
Do it again. But Zach, here, we cannot change, because what we're going to do is we're going to go through and pick baseball teams and who we think is going to win each division and make it into the playoffs. And we cannot change our original pick, Zach.
Why?
In the name of journalistic integrity.
So wait a minute. You want me to lie for the sake of journalistic integrity?
No, I want you to tell the truth. I want you to tell the truth as of the start of the season.
Right, but see, when you say, who do you think is going to win? Maybe my mind has changed.
Well, maybe then the question is, who did you think was going to win? And then I get to laugh at you for making a stupid choice.
Okay.
So those are the rules. For those for audience members, we're going to pick, we're going to go through each division and we're going to pick the winners.
But I know you already hate, I know you already hate your picks because your picks are horrible.
I like most of my picks still. There's one pick I hate, which we'll get to when we get there. But most of my picks I'm actually still okay with.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so first off, let's start out in the NL, the National League East. So who do you have winning that division?
I actually really like my pick here.
It's true. No, this is turning out to be a really good pick.
This will be an exciting one because we're very head-to-head here. I have the Atlanta Braves.
Right, which they're like 8-1, I think, now.
That is correct.
So, and Justin Upton is like hitting home runs all the time, and BJ Upton still can't hit, but that's okay. It's all great. It's good.
Yep. So they're my pick. I like that one.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. I picked the Nationals, which I still like. Like I still like that pick. I think it's gonna be a close race all the way.
That'll be an interesting head to head to watch.
I will say I did not like your pick originally, and I have come to like it a lot more as the season has started. But I still stick by my pick there. I still stick by the Nationals.
To be fair, and I know we'll come back to this, I have the Nationals in the playoffs. It's not like I think
exactly.
They're just going to be horrible. I just think the Braves win the division.
Right, and I have the Braves in the playoffs. So there you go. This is a very sort of 50-50 thing.
Exactly.
But anyway. So the NL, the National League West, Or no, Central. Sorry.
We can skip the Central. I mean, there's not really much to see there.
No, not really. It's pretty basic, the Central.
Do you remember who I picked in the Central?
Yeah, didn't you? You picked the Reds, right?
Yeah, I think I did. Yes. Yeah, I had the Reds.
They're the only team to pick in the Central.
And I think I said it wasn't even really going to be close.
Right.
So, yeah, I like that pick still. I'm good with that one. I think they've got the hitting, and if their starting pitching can come around a little bit, that'll help them.
Yeah, I think it will.
They've had some really weird games. Like, they've had some games where they have just looked absolutely, like, juggernaut-ish, which probably isn't a word, but it works for me.
It's fine. That'll work.
At least at this point in the morning. And then there's other games where they, like, hey, can we get a team to play for the Reds? Because this one that's trying, it's not getting it done. So
it's true. Well, we knew Shin Soo Choo was going to be an adventure in the outfield. I just like saying Shin Soo Choo, and I didn't want to lose another chance. But we knew he was going to be an adventure in the outfield, and he's proven to be.
This is true, and we also knew he was going to get tons of hits and score a bunch of runs, which he's done. So. Right. You know,
and I mean, Joey Votto is probably the best hitter in the game right now, and he's hitting like it. So I think they'll be fine. I'm not worried about them at all. I mean, who else competes with them in that division?
Well, right now the answer would be St. Louis, but I don't know if St. Louis is going to be able to keep it up.
Yeah, I mean, I like St. Louis, but I don't think they keep up with the Reds.
I would agree.
Okay, so we agree there, and we still like. I mean, I still feel good about that pick. It's interesting to do it a week afterwards because now we can kind of look back on ourselves. In a weird sort of back to the future kind of way.
There you go.
So now we can move on to the National League West, which I think we disagreed on. The National League West is a lot more controversial.
Yes, we did. And I would, if I had my picks to do over again, I would change this. Not the winner of the division. I'm okay. I have the Dodgers there. I still like that pick. I think they will be just fine. However, I would change, and I picked the Giants as the wild card coming out of the West, because I've been impressed with the Giants these last, to start the season. But I do have the Dodgers. I think they're a good pick. I think, as I said before, Adrian Gonzalez is going to have a nice year, and Carl Crawford, I said, was even going to play a role, and he has to this point, obviously.
He's been great. He's been good.
There's a long way to go, but at this point, I still think the Dodgers, plus, you got to remember, with Kershaw and Greinke, and then as they add Billingsley back in, now that he's back from the DL, their rotation is almost as good as the Giants, I think.
It's really good.
And at the top, Kershaw and Greinke, if they're on their game, I almost think I take them over the top of the Giants rotation. I think the Giants have better depth, but I think the Dodgers have that 1-2 punch, which is obviously making a lot of money, I understand that, but also a pretty deadly combination, I think.
No, I agree with you. I really like the Dodgers. I don't know if I'd change my pick, but I think I picked the Dodgers, and we'll get to this in a second. I think I picked them as a wild card.
Right.
And I still hold to that. I think I picked the Diamondbacks to win the division, which could still happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're in first place as we record this, so.
Right. Right. But the Dodgers, I think the Dodgers are coming together. I think they're going to be a good team. I don't know if the Giants have enough offense. That's always the thing with the Giants.
Right.
Plus, Tim Lincecum has not been great so far, which was a big question mark for them.
No, he's been pretty horrible.
Oh, he's been pretty bad? Okay. I haven't tracked him as well. I knew he wasn't doing super well.
I think he actually won one of his starts, but he's throwing about 82 pitches per inning, which is not a good plan if you want to go deep into the game.
It's true. So, yeah, I still pick the Diamondbacks. I still really like them. I think they're doing really good, even without Adam Eaton. And he's going to come back at some point, I hope, because I own him in fantasy baseball.
Good work on that.
I still pick the Diamondbacks there. Feel pretty good about it. The Dodgers do scare me more now than they did before, but I still think the Diamondbacks take that division.
Yeah, I have been surprised a little bit by Arizona. They actually were good 2 years ago, but then last year kind of tailed off. I still just don't trust their starting rotation. I mean, when Ian Kennedy is your ace, I'm not sure that that matches up with some of the top teams in the NL. With the Diamondbacks, that's my hesitation.
I agree with that. I just think they have enough. Like, their 1-5 in their rotation is really good. Like, where, like, the Dodgers have that really good 1-2 punch, I think the Diamondbacks rotation is better kind of 1-5.
Okay.
So, that's my stance there.
And that is not an illogical stance. It's just not the stance that I personally would take.
It's not the stance you're stancing on.
Exactly. I will stance over here. You stance over there, and we'll see which team makes the playoffs.
You stance where you want to stance.
Now, are we going to talk about wild card here? Because this is where things get a little
interesting. Let's talk about the wild card. So, as I recall, let's get to me because mine were obvious and less adventurous than yours.
Yes.
I picked the Dodgers and the Braves, which are fairly safe. I still feel very good about both of those things. If anything, they might win the division as opposed to being in the wild card. But I feel good about those two picks. And then you had more. Your picks were more fun. So what do you got?
Well, I have the Nationals. I mean, that's no shocker.
Very safe.
But then I did kind of go out on a limb for my second pick, and I really don't know how to feel about it. I mean, well, let me go ahead and say the team. I picked the Pittsburgh Pirates as my second wild card, kind of as a team coming out of nowhere and surprising everyone. And they have not looked great. They're not horrible yet. There are two games out in the division. I mean, it's 2 weeks in, so being two games out, it doesn't really matter. They have shown some things that make me go, team could be really good. The problem is just their pitching. I'm not confident in their pitching. They actually did beat up on your Diamondbacks a little bit earlier this week. But I really like Starling Marte right now as one of the best pickups in fantasy baseball. Baseball information.
Right before the season started. I stuck Adam Eaton on the DL and I got Starling Marte, and I feel really good about that.
Yeah, he's done very well. I think his power numbers are going to come. He's starting to hit extra base hits, even though he doesn't have a home run yet as of the recording of this podcast. But I think he will come around with the power numbers, and I really like their lineup. I think they just need to figure out their rotation. I am not going to change that pick. Again, if I had it to do over again, I would probably take the Giants instead of the Pirates. But I'm going to stick with it because I have to and because I think it really still could happen. I don't know. The rotation is the hesitation for me.
But the limb you went on when you picked the Pirates is starting to crack a little bit under you. I'm getting that sense. But no, I think the Pirates could do it. I think it's a long shot, but it was a long shot when you picked it originally.
This is very true.
It is still as much of a long shot. Nothing has happened to convince me either way on that, as opposed to some other picks you made, which we'll get to.
What are we talking about here? You're talking about my...
We'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there.
Did you write my picks down? Because I didn't.
No, but I remember them in my steel trap of a concussed brain. I'm actually very proud of myself for remembering all of these things, considering the fact that I was like 3 days out from a concussion.
If I change my pick, it's not because I forgot. It's not because I'm cheating, it's because I forgot, because I don't remember.
I don't know if I believe that, given that I had a concussion. But anyway, let's jump to the American League, and let's go to the American League West, where I have a pick that I'm very shaky on right now. But we'll talk about yours first. What was your pick in the West?
The Rangers.
The Rangers, which looks like a good pick. I honestly...
You thought I was crazy.
I would lean towards the Athletics a lot, because I'm starting to believe in that team.
You can have them.
Okay, you're just sticking with the Rangers. You still feel good about that?
Yes. All right. In a word, yes.
There you go. That's a good word. It's a good word for you. my pick was the Angels of Anaheim, which is not looking great right now. They have not played well so far, and their best pitcher, who I was counting, like he was a big reason I picked them. I was like, he's going to have a really good year. He's on the DL. He like broke his elbow or something.
Exactly.
So he's going to be out for like a month and a half. I own him in fantasy baseball, too. It's great.
How many DL spots does your league have? Because you must be out.
One DL spot.
You cram a lot of people into that spot.
No, I just have a lot of people who aren't doing anything.
That is usually a very good strategy.
It's not at all. I'm losing in so many different ways. It's amazing. You would not think that you could be as bad at fantasy baseball as I am, but it's a thing. Anyway, though.
Do you put that on your resume? Like, really bad at fantasy baseball as well?
See, I would put that, but then I just go through ups and downs. Like, baseball is the one sport that I feel like I can intelligently play fantasy in, and it's the sport I do the worst at. I tend to do better in, like, baseball or basketball, or football and basketball, in which I guess and do really well.
Well, that is kind of a talent, because there are a lot of people that put a lot of time and research into doing poorly.
It's true. I think I should put on my resume, like, good at guessing my way through things. And then I could be like a physicist.
Nuclear scientist works for me.
Exactly, because I have no nuclear scientist training, but I do better that way.
Right, and you just guess your way through it.
Exactly.
Far away from me.
And I'll probably cure cancer that way.
Yeah, sure.
Put a little salt in with a little coal and something I have no idea what it is. Cure for cancer.
Salty coal, apparently.
Salt, coal, and something else. I don't know what, but I just need a list. I just need a cabinet of things I don't understand, and I will cure cancer.
Let me know how that works out for you.
I just got to find the cabinet.
The right cabinet would be the key.
Exactly.
Okay. How did we get here from the AL West, I wonder?
Oh, who knows? Who knows? This is a trademark of this podcast, is we go on rabbit trails. We have frequent rabbit trail miles on this podcast.
I think we just rack some up.
Woot! All right. One day I'm going to cash these in and find myself a carrot. But anyway, getting back on topic. So I don't like my Angels pick anymore, but I'm stuck with it. So there you go. I picked the Angels. And now let's go to the Central.
I did have the Angels to get the wild card, and I'm still kind of okay with that.
That could still happen.
I think they got to start hitting at some point.
You would think.
I just said I did.
You do think.
That's, yes.
See, that's just less. That's less dramatic if I say you do think. You would think is much better.
Okay. I would think.
You would think, but who knows? Anyway. We'll get to wild card in a second. Don't jump the ship yet. Stay with me.
Okay.
On the ship. Yeah.
the very erratically steering, we're going to crash this ship.
Yeah. Ships and rabbit trails do not go well together, but stay with me here.
Okay.
American League Central, I picked the Tigers, which is a super obvious choice.
As did I.
You did as well.
Yep.
And I think they're in second by like a game and a half right now, but I have no doubt that they will still win that division.
Yeah, that's not a pick I'm worried about.
Nope. So that's very boring. They have like a great pitching staff and probably the best offense in the entire American League. So there you go. That's that.
Yep.
And now to a far more exciting division, the American League East, near and dear to both our hearts, as we were both, you know, raised up in the house of the Red Sox.
Yes.
Let's talk about the AL East. Who do you pick, or did you pick?
I had the Blue Jays. I'm actually still kind of okay with that. I really do think they'll turn it around as well. Although R.A. Dickey has been a disaster, which I don't think he can be that bad. Although he was that bad for most of his career, so maybe he will. But
that's what I don't get about the whole R.A. Dickey thing. I just think, like, he was really good last year. I'm not denying that at all. But that was the only year in which he has been really good. Like, before that, he has been mediocre to okay. But he has never even really been good. Like, I was listening to something the other day. I don't think he's ever won more than two games than he's lost before in his career. So I'm not saying he'll be this bad all the way, but I do think people were overrating him a lot.
Well, he did win the Cy Young.
Oh, yeah. And I think that Cy Young was warranted. I think putting him in a position where it's like, okay, well, he's a guaranteed 20-game winner, I don't think that's warranted.
What made you think he was a guaranteed 20-game winner?
Well, I didn't think that, but that's the way some people were talking.
Really? Well, those people apparently were incorrect, at least two games into the season.
It's true. He has not won 20 games yet, and so I feel vindicated.
Yeah. I mean, I liked the pickup. They didn't really give up that much for him. They're not paying him tons of money. I think he's making like $5 million a year. But he is an interesting pitcher. I mean, obviously with the knuckleball you're gonna get all kinds of stuff. But anytime you go 20-6, that's a pretty impressive year.
Oh, yeah. See, my thing, I said this, as I'm pretty sure, once again, I have a concussion, but I have no idea. What I said was they remind me a lot of the Red Sox both years before this, where they were this team that everyone thought was going to be pretty good, but they started out and they didn't do too well, and their chemistry wasn't great because they were all just these super high paid players that hadn't really played with each other a lot. So everything kind of fell apart from there. And I said that that could happen to the Blue Jays, which is why I didn't pick them. And it's kind of happening. So I'm not saying it, you know, that they can't turn it around. I was not drinking the Blue Jays Kool-Aid.
Right.
Which is good, because Blue Jay Kool-Aid sounds kind of gross.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that great. I still think they could very easily turn it around. Their lineup is another one that I think will eventually start hitting. And when they do, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I hope that I am wrong and that the Red Sox run away with the division and the Blue Jays are horrible. Right. I'm just not confident that that's what's going to happen.
All right. Well, I picked the Rays to win the division, which I still feel pretty good about. They, you know, their rotation has missed a couple times, but I have a lot of faith in their rotation. I think their offense is okay now, and I think it's going to be better as the season goes on because they've got Will Myers coming up. So I still feel good about my Rays pick, though I will say I've been very pleasantly surprised by how good the Red Sox have been so far.
This is very, very true. I have been very surprised and happy. They've actually been fun to watch, which is actually, you want to win, I get that. But they've actually been fun to watch as well, which is nice because last year for sure, and then the last month of the year before that, were pretty unwatchable.
Oh, yeah. It was painful.
It hurt.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I don't get to watch as many games because I don't live in their network and they black them all out. But it was not fun, the games I did watch. But yeah, no, could I change my picks, I would be very, very tempted to give a wild card spot to the Red Sox. I don't know if they win that division, but I think they compete for it. And I think they're really strong in competition for the wild card spot as things stand now.
I would agree. The thing that scares me is our rotation beyond Buchholz and Lester. Okay, so let's get back to the ALs. We already did all the ALs. So now
we got to do wild card.
Okay.
Of which I picked the Rangers was one of my picks, which I feel fine about. They're going to make it. And I picked my surprise pick, which I feel super good about right now. And I am hopping through the meadows, drinking the blue Kool-Aid of the Kansas City Royals. Because I think that they win a wild card spot. And I feel good about that pick still.
And you can still have that pick.
Hey, you know what? You could stay out of my happy blue Royals meadow. I will be just fine here by myself.
Well, good. You can stay there. What is it about the Royals that makes you think that they're going to pull this off, that they're going to make the playoffs for the first time since like the 80s?
They are not in a super strong division. I mean, they've got the Tigers, but that's about it. So a lot of their games are going to be against weaker competition. Their rotation is okay. It's not great, but it's good. And I think they have a really good lineup. I really like their lineup.
Who's their number two starter?
Wade Davis, right? Oh no, it's Santana.
Yeah.
Who had a really bad year last year, but he's got a good track record. He's a decent pitcher. I mean, he's a number three or four starter on a really, really good team, and I think the Royals are a decent team.
All right.
I stand by that pick. I am proud of it. They're in first right now. I don't think they finish in first, but I think they finish in the wild card.
Okay. Well, I still don't think that. Okay. Their bullpen is a mess.
They've got two really good pitchers in there. I mean, it's not the strongest bullpen ever, but they've got Holland, who's pretty good, and there's some other kid in there who just got a save from, I think, yesterday.
Kelvin Herrera.
Really likes and thinks he's going to be the closer by the end of the season.
Herrera is okay. Holland, so far this season, has been a mess.
I think he figures it out, though. He's good. I'm not worried about Holland.
When you say he's good, you base this on?
Last season. He was really good last year. He's got a decent track record. He's not great, but he's good.
And R.A. Dickey, you didn't give any credit for a year in which he won the Cy Young.
But he's got a track record behind him of mediocrity. I think Holland has a decent track record all the way, and last year he had a really good year.
Okay. You can tell I'm not really buying.
I can tell. But once again, that's fine. You don't have to buy. I will keep it all for myself. And at the end of the year, I will laugh heartily and give myself a piece of bread.
What?
It is about as extravagant as I get.
Wow. Don't party too hard there.
It's a sad life. What can I say? Anyway, so...
Have two.
Two pieces. Okay, I'll have two pieces of bread. If the Royals win the wild card, two pieces of bread with perhaps some honeyedness.
Wow.
But anyway, moving on.
Getting crazy. Speaking of crazy. It's going to be a wild night.
I'm going to have a headache for weeks. But... Anyway, moving on to your two wild card picks, one of which I'm going to laugh at you heartily now for.
Well, see, that was the part where I said getting crazy. Well, I had the Angels, which has not been that great, but that's not even the one you're going to laugh at me about.
Oh, no, it's not.
My second wild card pick, which I'm actually still going to stand by, even though you're going to laugh at me, is the Indians.
Wait for it. Okay. I feel better now. That was good.
Hey, Dem?
Yeah, no, I'm done. I'm done.
I didn't know if you needed more time to revel.
No, it's still early in the year. I can't revel too much. At the end of the season, when they're still in last place, I will laugh more.
They definitely will be in last. I mean, the Twins.
They're the Twins. Okay.
The Twins are in that division.
I'll give you the Twins.
And the White Sox could very easily finish behind them. And I think your Royals finish behind them. They are, by the way, your Royals. Like, whenever I see them, I think, wow, that's the team Micah picked.
And right now, you can go and see them in first place in the AL Central. Right at this moment. If you'd look, that would be great.
There is only 153 games left. Whatever shall I do?
It's true. No, I'm not saying I'm right already. I'm just saying that at this moment, I am right. My cat just fell out of the window. So if you heard that, that's what that noise was.
I want to go back to the part where you didn't pick them to win the division. So if you say you're right, you're actually not. You said, as of right now, I'm right.
As of right now, I'm more right than you are.
You picked them to win the wild card.
Yep.
They're not right now in position to win the wild card.
No, but they will be.
Okay. I could say the same thing about any pick I made at this point. Except the Astros. I think if you pick the Astros, I think they got eliminated last night already.
I'm pretty sure. Yep. I think them and the Colorado Rockies are already statistically eliminated.
Yeah, the Rockies are actually doing better than I thought they would. They're like over 500 in a game out of first place.
Over 500 is already more than I expected. So do you wanna defend your Indians pick a little bit? Do you wanna give some reasons behind that right before we finish? We've only got a few minutes left. But I wanna give you, now that I've laughed at you, you can defend your pick. Go ahead.
The rotation is the question. And I mean that's what's hurt them early on, except for Justin Masterson, who's looked great. I think he'll do very well. I don't know that he'll beat every Cy Young Award winner he faces, but he started out the year that way. I really like the Michael Bourne addition at the end of the year. I like the Swisher pickup. I think their lineup is solid, and I think their pitching, they'll figure it out. And I like Francona as manager. I think he makes a big difference in the way the team comes together. And I think you've actually seen flashes of that early in the season, although they did just get pummeled by the Yankees, which it's true. They came home 3-3 from their first trip, which in Tampa and Toronto, you would think 3-3, that's not that bad. But then they just got cranked by the Yankees. But I think there's still plenty of time. I think they come around.
I agree that there's plenty of time. I think in a couple years, maybe, I could go for the Indians because I think they've got some young talent that needs to mature a little bit. But I just, this year, I'm sorry, I can't get on that train with you. I will stand at the station and wave at you as you ride away.
The same feeling I have about the Royals, you have about the Indians.
Okay, well, once again, this is going to be very interesting. The AL Central wild card is going to be the spot for us, apparently, to argue about.
It's a flyer of a pick, I will admit that. Like, it is a swing for the fences, risky pick. I'm 100% agree with that, and it very well could completely crash and burn, which it kind of looks like it is.
It's already a little bit on fire.
Yeah, you know, but I do think that it's a solid. I think there'd be a solid team. We'll just leave it at that. I would pick them to finish better than the Royals.
Okay. All right. Really quick. This is my last question before we go. Which of your flyer picks do you feel better about, the Pirates or the Indians?
That's a good question.
Thank you. I thought it a good question.
At this point, I think I feel a little bit better about the Pirates.
Okay, I would agree with that. I would. I think the Pirates have a better chance of making the wild card than the Indians do.
But I honestly, if I get all the rest of the playoffs right in both sides, I would be okay with that. That's probably not going to happen because there's always some surprise team that comes out of nowhere and crashes the playoffs like the Orioles did last year.
and they might do it again.
So I picked two teams that I thought were this year's Orioles, and they still could be. Because remember, the Orioles were horrible at the beginning of last year. If we had done this a year ago, we would have laughed at anybody who picked the Orioles, and then, or the A's for that matter, and then they both make the playoffs. So we actually did pick the World Series. I don't know if you remember that, or if you were in your concussed fog at that point.
Okay, really quick, because we're already a little bit over time. But really quick, two teams in the World Series, and who wins?
From the American League, I have the Tigers in the World Series. For the National League, I have the Reds in the World Series, and I have the Tigers winning.
Okay, I have the Tigers in the AL as well. I just think, especially in the playoffs, that's a really hard team to beat. And I have the Nationals, and I think the Nationals win the World Series.
There you go.
Which is a very boring pick. I know everyone's picking the Nationals, but I think that's the team this year. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on, Zach. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you all for listening, and we will see you next time.